With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles routed Halifax County 42-0 to win their sixth in a row. The Eagles got off to a strong start and never looked back.
Looks right, throws on the slant, it's intercepted by Josh White. White picks it off at the 42 and is still running. Down inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, it's a touchdown for Josh White. His second pick six of the season, and the Eagles have opened up a 20-point lead with 4:06 to go in the first quarter.
Octavian Covington led the way for the Eagle offense with 168 yards of total offense and three total touchdowns. The GW defense now hasn't allowed a point in the last 10 quarters of play. Head coach Nick Anderson talked about his defense after the game.
We practice pursuit drill a lot. Getting a lot of hats to the ball is a big thing that we... Yeah, we stress to the guys in practice, if you're making the tackle and you're just holding on for dear life, don't worry, there's guys coming. So if you can get a lot of speed on defense, get a lot of hats to the ball, you can have a good defense. And we're pretty good up front, too. So, I'm glad the guys are playing, with a little chip on their shoulder, playing with a little fire. And, it's helping us out tremendously.
GW is now 6-1 overall and 2-0 in the district. They'll host Mecklenburg County next week. The Gretna Hawks overcame a halftime deficit to beat Dan River 56-28. Gretna scored 35 unanswered points to close out the game. Head coach Sean Miller was proud of the way his team rallied.
Just staying together, man. I think when things started going bad, we started kind of pointing the finger and losing our cool instead of, banding together. And I think once we did that, because the belief wasn't like it was not there. It was just like they just couldn't believe how bad, poorly we was playing, and had a little few fail points and some excuses. But once we settled down and stuck together as a team, as a unit, man, we flipped that switch real quick.
Khalil Waller led the way for the Hawks with over 300 yards rushing and three touchdowns. The loss drops Dan River to 3-5 overall and 1-3 in the district. Gretna is now 6-1 overall and 3-0 in district play. They'll host Chatham next week. Speaking of the Cavaliers, they handle William Campbell 36-0. Tyrese Cooper had a big night on the ground with two touchdowns to lead the way for Chatham. Head coach Josh Brumfield credited his young guys for stepping up in the game.
We had a lot of freshmen on the field, and I can say those guys developing through the course of the year and being ready to step in was a big part of it. So, really just the development of them this year. And like I said, Dougie had a huge night tonight. Jacob Vanderhyde, when he turned it on defense and offense.
Chatham is now 3-4 overall and 1-2 in the district. The Tunstall Trojans also picked up a win as they beat Martinsville 26-23. DeCaden Pritchett's second interception of the night sealed the win for the Trojans. Head coach Kirkland Brown said playing clean football was the difference in the game.
Well, we ran the football a whole lot better than we have in the last couple weeks and established the run, and we held the ball for a while. We forced three turnovers and we didn't commit one ourselves. So that was, I think that was the difference in the game. We had two picks and we forced a fumble.
Tunstall is now 2-5 overall and 1-2 in the district. They'll play at Magna Vista on Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.